Well, in this segment, we're going to talk about golf. I want to bring in our golf reporter first. Liza Churchill is with us. She is the host of Goldie Bounce Golf, a program every Sunday night on WATD at 6:30, I believe. Liza, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Thanks for coming in today. And, of course, we are speaking with you because we're coming up on the Deutsche Bank Championship, which is getting underway, of course, right? What's coming up today, Wednesday?
Today at the event, there's the professional practice rounds, tee off at 7:30, going till 6 p.m. There's also the Championship Kids Day exhibition with Dennis Walter's show. It's a pretty exciting show. He does golf tricks and stuff like that.
All right. Well, Liza Church will be covering the Deutsche Bank Championship for us, and we'll be feeding reports. And Liza on the line this morning to get another perspective as well. We are excited to have Shauna Madison on the line with us this morning. Shauna Madison is the wife of PGA Tour pro Troy Madison, and she's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on and being on the broadcast today. And of course, how excited are you for the Deutsche Bank?
Very excited. We love this tournament and we love this area. And I tell you what we like even more is this weather is very nice compared to what we've had the last couple of weeks.
I was going to say, you got to be fairly comfortable with this because you've got a lot of southern ties, I see.
Absolutely. Troy and I are actually in the middle of a move from Georgia back to Austin, Texas, where I'm from. And so this honestly feels like winter time in Texas.
I was thinking about that. Now, you played golf in college?
I did. Yes, I did. Well, I got to be honest.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I participated. I didn't do so hot in college, but, you know, I got good experience.
All right. Well, you understand the pressure of competition that Troy goes through, and behind every successful PGA Tour player is his PGA Tour wife.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, I do understand it to an extent. You know, I, like I said, I participated in college, which was never to this level, but I understand what Troy needs to do. I understand the game very well. But with that said, he's at such a different level that it's sometimes a little bit hard to relate because he's so good and his, you know, bad days were better than my greatest day. So
Yeah, that's hard for that's like hard for a lot of us to really understand what that's like.
Yes, yeah.
Exactly.
You know, I would take a 75 and Troy would be very aggravated with a 75. So.
Well, during the 2009 PGA Tour season, your husband shot two history-making scores of 61 back-to-back.
Yes.
Was that exciting for you both?
Well, the backstory on that is absolutely. You know, Troy had actually called me Thursday, and I was 3 weeks from having our first child. We have a little girl named Tori, and we were in danger of losing our tour card last year. So the pressure was really on Troy, A, to earn his tour card, but B, to be there for the birth of Tori. So he called me Thursday of that tournament, fries.com, and said, hey, you may want to go ahead and book a flight. I'll be coming home Friday. And then Friday he said, I hope you didn't book that flight. I just shot 61. Of course, I knew because I've been watching on the PJTour.com. But and then when he did it the second day, I think we were in shock. And then, the third round, but the second day of 61. And then when he ended up going to a playoff, I mean, I'm surprised I didn't have my daughter right there because it was a little bit too exciting.
So exciting.
Wow, a golf family.
Well, knowing what that takes, how about the scores of 59 this summer shot by Paul Goidos and Stuart Appleby? That's amazing.
Amazing. You know, it was neat. Troy was at both of those tournaments, and I was actually there, too. And that Greenbrier course was just an incredible place. And then, of course, going to John Deere and seeing Paul Goidos, which he is such a deserving guy. I was so happy for him. He's one of the fine ambassadors of the PGA Tour, so absolutely, 59 are pretty incredible.
We're chatting this morning with Shauna Madison. She's the wife of PGA Tour pro Troy Madison, and of course, we got the Deutsche Bank Championship going on, and we are very excited about this, and Shauna's on the line with us this morning. And one of the other things that she wants to get into is we want to talk about something that's coming up tomorrow, Thursday. What's going on this year, Shauna? It's something very special and important to you, I know.
Absolutely. Well, this is several years running that we've worked with the Greater Boston Food Bank, but this year, State Street Corporation and Stop and Shop have asked us to partner with them to do what's called the 2010 Healthy Packs Initiative, and that's going to take place tomorrow, Thursday, from about 10 a.m. to 12 in the Kids Village, right there at the TPC Boston for the Deutsche Bank Championship. And what we're going to end up doing is between State Street Corp volunteers, Stop and Shop volunteers, the Deutsche Bank Championship volunteers, and the PGA Tour Wives Association, we're going to kind of garble and mix up and have a quick meet and greet and try to get to know each other a little bit before we then break into three separate teams. And the separate teams are going to consist of Team South Boston, Team Brockton, and Team Dorchester. And the idea is each of these teams are going to be in a competition. We each are going to have 665 reusable grocery bags that we are going to be packing full of things that Stop and Shop has donated, such as condensed milk, vegetable soup, mac and cheese, tuna fish, and cereal boxes and applesauce. And we're going to see who can pack the most, well, who can pack the 665 bags in 35 minutes or less. And whichever team does that will receive a bonus $1,000 donation to their designated team. So whether it's Brockton. Yeah, so, and the idea is over 2,000 bags will be packed, and the idea is several fold. One, obviously, Stop and Shop has donated the reusable bags, so that's a good initiative in itself. But secondly, filling it with the food items is going to allow the Boys and Girls Clubs of Brockton, Dorchester, and South Boston to receive these healthy packs for a couple of weeks after the championship is over. And we're trying to influence healthier food choices.
Yeah.
So instead of grabbing a candy bar, maybe a granola bar. Instead of grabbing a bag of chips, you know, maybe a little pack of applesauce. So we're really excited. It's our second year doing this particular Healthy Packs initiative, but adding the competition aspect of it is new to us this year.
Okay. So that's going on tomorrow, Thursday. And
yes.
It sounds like this is just a wonderful event all around.
It's. I got to hand it to the Deutsche Bank Championship and Eric Baldwin's team because they have been wonderful to organize and plan this, and they're very passionate about this. So hats off to them, definitely.
All right. And you guys just have the one daughter right now?
We do. We've got little Tori and
boy, that's great. That's great. Okay, because I was wondering, you know, obviously as you go along, it must be you decide as the family grows, you know, does the family always travel around, and how do you make it all work?
You know, I have to say, I have to hand it to the people, and it's majority of the tour that travels from flights to hotel, you know, each week. Tori and I are a little bit different. There's, you know, probably 10 or so of us out here that travel this way, but we decided about 5 years ago to buy a motorhome. And so, and primarily, you're going to giggle at this one, we bought it because we had pets.
Yep.
We hadn't had children yet. So, and we've been traveling that way, like I said, for 5 years. So when we did have Tori, it was a pretty seamless transition for us.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's allowed us to stay on the road a little bit longer because Troy is a road warrior and he really likes to play. He loves to play 9, 10 events in a row. We may have a week off, and then he'll go play 8 more. And so, really, this has become our home, quite frankly.
Wow. Okay. Well, good for you. I love it. I love that idea. You get the family traveling around, the Madisons on the road.
We are.
Literally. Okay. Well, this is great. Well, Liza Churchill is going to be covering the event for us, and we're excited about that. And again, Shauna Madison has been with us this morning, the wife of PGA Tour Pro Troy Madison. We wish you all the best, and we're excited. And thank you so much for getting the word out about the Healthy Packs initiative that's coming up this year. That's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And for those golf fans that we have or have not met yet, come out to the golf tournament because it's probably not what you're expecting. It's not, you know, small golf claps and everybody's got to be quiet. It's quite fun and it's lively and people are very friendly. We just really have a good time. So come out and see the golf tournament.
All right. Sounds great. Shauna Madison, thank you so much for being with us on WATD.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care.